Well, an undermanned Port Adelaide went down by 66 points to Richmond in Albury. It was a great little trip down there. We were there, Bix. It was great. Joining us as Port's, let's call him the stand-in skipper, Matthew Broadbent. Matty, thanks for your time.
G'day, gents. Thanks for having me.
How'd you enjoy that role, tossing the coin? I think you lost it too, didn't you?
Yeah, I lost the toss. It wasn't a great start for me, but no, it was a good experience. It's something that I haven't really sort of done too much before, so it was a good experience, albeit it was a pretty tough day for the club.
Was too. And you had a good run in the midfield. How'd you enjoy that part of it?
Yeah, once again, it was a good experience for me. I've been playing down back mainly, so to get a run up through the midfield was good fun, but yeah, hopefully I'll get through there a little bit through this year and a little bit down back as well.
Matty, talk to us about the start, because you know, it was 42-0 at quarter time. Then after that, there was only, for the next three quarters, 24 points the difference. So clearly the first quarter didn't quite go to plan.
Yeah, it was pretty disappointing to start like that in the first quarter. The game is over by quarter time, pretty much. And we responded reasonably well in the second half. I thought we played some okay footy. But yeah, that first quarter was pretty disappointing when you put on a Port Gansey, no matter who it is or where we're playing or who we're playing. You want to play good Port footy, and that wasn't the case in the first quarter. But I thought it was a credit to the young boys to stick it out and fight it out. And the second half was certainly a bit more positive.
We spoke to Matty Nix on the Thursday before the game and just asked him about what were some of the focus points. He talked about aggression. He wanted the younger players to be really aggressive. But to me, watching the first quarter, it was almost overzealous a lot of times. There was a couple of free kicks you gave away that cost you goals. Potentially, is that something that might have just went slightly awry?
Yeah, we talked about a few things. Aggression was one of them, certainly. But another one was composure as well. And we certainly weren't that composed when we had the footy, or even when we're going into tackle, we gave away a few silly free kicks. And that probably hurt us the most, our composure or the lack of composure.
We'll talk about a couple of individuals, Matthew, because I think the Port fans want to know how some of them went. The big story for me, and I know it was for you guys internally, Jared Redden, back from injury. He last played round 10, 2013. I mean, please. He was awesome, Matty.
Yeah, that was one of the positives coming out of the day, was Big Redo up and about again. He got through the full game, no worries, and I thought he played pretty well and certainly did his part pretty well. Rucked well and kicked a nice goal and took a couple of nice grabs as well. So that was certainly a positive coming out of the day for the Big Panther. Been out for, almost 2 years. So
the Big Panther, how'd you get that nickname?
Might leave that behind closed doors.
The Big Panther. I'll have to drill down on that one.
Back from the Eagles days at Woodville West Torrens, he picked that nickname up, I think.
Okay, the Big Panther. Well, there you go. I know you don't like talking about individuals, but another one that caught my eye, I know Cracks was great, Carl Amon and Jasper Pittard early and Homchy and those guys, but Dougal Howard, he looks a likely type. 199 centimetres, he's a mobile utility. We were calling down the eastern end of the ground. He went at a contest where he absolutely smashed Chaplin, absolutely committed, and absolutely belted him, Matty. I love seeing that. He's got a game, this young lad.
Yeah, young Duke, he's been really impressive across the pre-season, the way he's applied himself and worked really hard. And, yeah, he certainly has a crack, even though his body's probably not fully developed into like a man's body, which will take, a few years as it does. But the way he's applied himself at training through pre-season has been first class. And, yeah, I suppose the fans probably got to see a bit of it in the game on the weekend.
What I also love, because I'm a country lad as well, footballers and all of us, in actual fact, we have a screensaver for our iPhones or our iPads, don't we? And most of it will be a family member or a girlfriend or a great fish you've caught. I've been told his screensaver is a hay bale.
Check it out, Matty. Young Duke.
Yeah, he's a country. It's a hay bale.
Yeah.
What do you want Matty to say about that? He loves being off the land, the big
dude. Well, our listeners love hearing the little bits and pieces of the boys. Dougal Howard has a hay bale as his screensaver. I love that.
Okay. Matty, what about the coach, Matthew Nix? Did he do a little bit of a quick review after the game? What were some of the points he made to you?
Yeah, Nix's been great as stand-in coach. I think he's really got a lot of experience out of the role, and certainly that'll help him going forward as being the best coach he can be. And obviously the weekend was a bit tougher result than maybe the week before. And, so it was interesting to see how he handled that, and I thought he sort of did it pretty well. But there were a few positives to come out of the game, even though, yeah, it was a tough game for us as a club. Go on.
I was just going to say, we've got a couple of grabs we've just been able to pull from his press conference. So we'll just have a listen to what he had to say.
I thought our boys probably didn't handle the pressure early. I thought Richmond's pressure was right up, where we know it is most weeks with them. And our guys just didn't match that. So, coming at quarter time, was it 42 points to zero? Makes it hard for the rest of the game. But I thought the positive to come out, our guys didn't give up. They hung in there and managed to turn it around slightly. We matched it, a really good side for the last three quarters.
So that's Matty after the game. One of the other things he spoke about was how he wanted blokes like yourself as the one of the leaders and Jared Polak and the like to stand up and take some responsibility. Was he happy with how that went?
Yeah, really. It was obviously a pretty tough game in the end after that first quarter. And we probably didn't play as well as we wanted to, and that's poor footy, tough footy, and we didn't handle the heat. We didn't win the hard ball, so... probably didn't tick that off as well as we would have liked, but as I said, a lot of young guys got some good experience in the game and probably hadn't played at that level before, so they'll certainly take a lot out of that.
Matty,
moving forward in their development, that'll be great for them.
Yeah, well done. Did the 14-odd rested first-choice players have to train hard over the weekend, or...?
They did. I think they had a pretty solid session Saturday, which they certainly let us know about, but, obviously... Hopefully we get a few of them back this week, and the Crows is what we're looking forward to now after the weekend.
So that's, I guess, you're looking to get as close to possible as your best side. Is that the tack you'll take?
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure on what the selection process will be, but I suppose the week before, or 2 weeks before round one now, it's our last NAB Cup game to prepare for round one, so that's certainly the focus is keeping an eye on round one and being ready to go for that. That's when it really starts.
Hey, Matty, I just want to get your take on this, because when Roey came in today, we know that he was bragging that he got to catch the plane home with you blokes and how he was looked after, and it was very nice.
Di got us on the plane. Yeah. We sent us some flowers.
And he said how courageous he was, because apparently the captain warned you before coming back there was going to be some rough weather.
Yeah.
And he said, it lurched and dipped and pivoted all the whole way home, and he said, I was so courageous to make it through. Was it really that rough?
I didn't notice too much movement, to be honest.
No, please.
It was good. We had the charter flight, and good, you boys could jump on with us. And it certainly saved a bit of travel time from Albury.
Well, yeah. Roey, you talked that up.
No, hang on. What did I say? I said the pilot did say 200 km/h headwinds. It's going to be a little bit rocky. There's going to be a little bit of turbulence. So, remain in your seats. Don't use the dunnies. There'll be no, waitress coming down. And then, there was a bit of that at the start. I was a bit nervous, Matty. I was sitting opposite Red Owner. He had the white knuckles. But what did I say to you? Halfway through, it was a perfect flight. And I thought, well, why would he bloody tell us when it was that?
You were very, very nervy.
He gave us too much information, Matty, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, he should have just kept that to himself, maybe.
See?
Well, I just thought you'd be a bit tougher than that. I know the other boys were fine, and for you to be carrying on, you're a guest. You shouldn't have been.
Well, on behalf of Tim, Tom and myself, thank you to Port Adelaide for allowing us on. It was absolutely fantastic to come home. Hey, who's still in doubt this week, Matty?
On the injury front, you're talking?
Yeah. We know Trengo's getting close. How's Hammer Hartlett?
Yeah, I know Trengove and Wingard are probably not playing this week, but they're certainly pushing their case for a return to the team as soon as possible. And young Sammy Colquhoun's back in the next couple of weeks as well after having a year off his knee, so that's really exciting. And I'm not sure about Hamish just yet. I suppose we'll have to wait and see how he goes at training this week, but I assume he'll be very keen to get out there.
And our man Kenny Hinckley's got the controls back again. Nixie was happy to hand him over.
Yeah, he's got the reins back, Kenny. Looking forward to, probably a dress rehearsal for round one. So certainly one eye on round one and the focus is on that.
And again, it's not about us, Bix. I don't know why you shared that story, because it was a little bit boring. But I can say that Kenny, Josh Carr and Nixie had to get in a car and drive from Albury to Sydney, which allowed the three seats for us to get on there. How do they go? You've heard about their road trip? Kenny, Curry and Nixie, have you heard any stories?
They were pretty happy with that.
Having to drive.
They were sitting next to you, weren't they?
Well, the thing was that they weren't that happy that they had to drive. I think Curry said, well, let's drive to Sydney. And someone said, oh, it's only 2 hours. I think it turned out six and a half, didn't it?
Hey, Matty, thanks for joining us, mate.
Brilliant.
You didn't quite get your first win up as skipper, but that'll come, I'm sure. And good luck for the game this week at Amy Stadium.
Thanks, boys. Cheers.
Well done. Matthew Broadbent there. He's super important to them.
Well, he's
highly skilled.
He's one of these 80-metre players, though, isn't he? He runs and carries. He delivers really well by foot. He's one of their designated kickers out of defence. Yep. So he's a very important player. A little bit underrated. You know, I think that he's particularly interstate. I don't think they give him probably the credit he deserves. People here understand how important he is, but I think he is going to be a very important player for Port this year.
What do you need as an AFL player? You need an elite leg,
mm-hmm.
an elite decision-maker,
mm-hmm.
and you need to be able to hit targets.
Speed.
And be a footballer. And he's got all of those attributes. He's a ripper lad. Matty Broadbent, our guest.